Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In Leviticus chapter 27, verse 34, it says, "These are the commandments that the Lord commanded Moses for the people of Israel on Mount Sinai. Who shall stand against the commandments of the Lord? Who can challenge what he has said? Those who think God is unkind and tyrannical ruler do not know him. Those who believe God's way will rob them of the pleasures of this life do not know him. Those who are disappointed in God do not know him. Those who are angry with God do not know him. Those who think they know better than God do not know him or themselves. Those who believe that God's way will leave them on the outside looking in, they don't know his ways. There is an answer to these problems, so spend time getting to know God. To know God is really to love God. To know him will allow you to rest in him. To know him will enable you to enjoy the life he has given you. There is no other way to achieve significance and security. So often when tragedies in this life take place, I remind the person that's involved that they need to depend on what they know, not what they feel. But if you live your life by the way you feel rather than what you know, there will come a time where you're not prepared for the disasters that you will face. Now, you may say that you hope you never face disasters. Well, we do in this life. You see, sin has caused all kinds of problems. We were never meant to be separated from each other through death, yet sin has caused death. And for a time, those we love will be separated from. We can't do anything about that. We can reunite one day and live in harmony the way God intended us to forever in a place that he's prepared for us that love him. But it's our choice whether we want to listen to God or not. There are many people today who are disappointed with God, and my only comment to them is that you don't know him. If you knew God, you would not be disappointed in him. We hear the term deconstructed faith now and then. The idea of deconstructing your faith, it sounds academic. In reality, I think it's because they don't know who God is. If they knew God, they'd be moving toward him and living in the shadow of the Almighty. They wouldn't be deconstructing who he is. They'd be enjoying who he is. It's not about you and I understanding. It's about us living in the context of what is. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.